You're listening to SBS News.
Bulldozers have moved into demolished stone walls built about 120 years ago by South Sea Islander labourers in northern New South Wales. A number of the large hand-built structures, up to 60 metres long, are in the way of a planned staff car park in the new $580 million Tweed Valley Hospital. Louise Togo from the Tweed Valley South Sea Islander Association has been fighting to save them.
I feel like they're destroying a very unique part of history, especially here in the Tweed. They're important to us because they're, We're destroying history for a car park and a driveway.
Another two walls of five on the former sugarcane plantation land are due to go. For the Tweed Valley South Sea Islanders, they represent the blood, sweat and tears of their forebears. And Louise Togo says possibly their last resting place.
Historically, along the east coast, especially in Queensland, South Sea Islander men and women were buried in the farmlands that they worked in.
60,000 islanders were transported mainly from Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands in slave-like conditions to work in the agriculture industry in the late 1800s. About a quarter died. A nearby stone wall is preserved on private property and was built by Auntie Lil Engstrom's father about 120 years ago as he cleared the land for farming.
Now, my dad told me everything about all this work that they done here. It was never ending with all the stonework and everything they did. It means a lot because this is history. And our people come down here with nothing to build this country to what it is today. So this is why I love who I am. So that's it in the story.
Down the road is the Kujan Heritage-listed South Sea Islander burial ground. Listing came 20 years after headstones were removed in the 1980s and a golf course built over the graves like that of Auntie Felicia Cecile's grandfather.
Well, you can just see the golf course. But grandfather's grave wasn't alone. There are a number of graves buried here, and I can clearly remember Mrs. Mai and a couple of her babies who died and were buried with her. She wasn't far from grandfather's grave.
Australia's preeminent historian on South Sea Islanders, Emeritus Professor Clive Moore from the University of Queensland, says more research should have been done on the walls.
So there's every reason to suppose that there are, at Kujan, on that plantation, that there are islanders buried there. Whether they're under the walls, I would have no idea, and nobody would unless there was proper research done.
New South Wales Health Infrastructure in a statement said ground-penetrating radar found no evidence of burial sites. And the stones, there will be further community consultation on their reuse on and off-site for a historical South Sea Islander display, which has previously been rejected by the South Sea Islanders, says Louise Togo.
What they're offering us is things that we didn't want. Was them to touch the walls and move the rocks. We did want them to remain in situ because they retain their cultural, their cultural value and their cultural meaning. Like once they move them, they're just rocks.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.